gives us somewhere to go, even in our comfort zone. This literally just happens to me every time I read. When I read a book, I mentally leave my current position to wherever the characters are, like where they dwell. And I believe that, Lima, you're in with me on this.
Exactly, that's very true. So that's why you have to join us on these numerous trips as we take you through several spheres of life. This is the Books and Talks podcast, where we talk about books and life. Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the Books and Talks podcast, and this is not just any episode.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is going to be our last episode for this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remain your beautiful, sexy voice, Alima.
I wish you can say sexy face, but they won't be able to see you.
What do you mean?
But I can see you, so I know it's a sexy face.
No,
it's a compliment,
face.
Bro.
I'm not, my face is not sexy, it's bitchy.
It's a new year, babe. Do you even wish them happy
yeah,
new year?
Yeah, sorry, guys. Happy new year, guys.
Yeah, happy new year, guys.
We hope that this year is going to be like everything we hope for.
Amen. Oh.
And unfortunately, this
no
year...
No shake this year, babe.
This year, we will not be there to like give you guys the support that you need. But we'll be watching from afar, though.
Yeah, I'll be wishing you good luck from afar.
Yeah, so, Auntie, introduce yourself.
Yeah, okay. Let me just say something. One of my new year resolutions is that I'm not going to be... There's going to be less violence in this on this platform. So... I'm not going to be that kind of person that I was last year.
Shola, why are you lying? Are you sure that you even remembered?
I am going to maintain
you remembered
it.
Books and Talks when you wanted to make your New Year resolution?
Actually, yeah, I did. Because towards the ending of the year, I listened to a podcast and then it reminded me of us. I'm like, okay. Okay.
That's nice yeah. to hear.
So, okay. Yeah, guys. She has mentioned my name already and you heard my voice. My name is Shola Fumi. So nice to speak to you guys again, for you to listen to us. It's been ages, honestly.
Actually, like ages, like forever. I cannot even remember the last time we recorded an episode.
Oh, God.
We're so glad that we're doing this now.
Yeah.
So, as usual, like we made, or like we said in the last episode, we are going to be completing the sequel. Like the book
the
that
series, yeah
the series smart the book that we money actually woman, reviewed yeah. before. So we reviewed Smart Money Woman in our last episode, and today we are going to be reviewing the Smart Money Tribe yeah by Arise Ugo. And this is like maybe a part two of the previous one. And I promise you guys it's going to be interesting because that book is power-filled, like more power-filled than the first one
honestly.
So
straight up, we're going to move to the summary and of what we're going to call the foundation of our review. So, as we all know, the Smart Money Tribe is a continuation of the Smart Money Woman. Like, let's say, is a sequel of it. And then, it's written by one and only
Arise
Ugo. Well done, mommy, for that beautiful piece.
Exactly. And because since I read this book, I've been literally stuck in her.
God.
I've been stuck in her. I don't know if I said it in the last
episode. You didn't actually.
But I've been
there was
stuck
even
in
something you didn't even say. But because I made a resolution that it's going to be less violence on this platform.
What did I not say?
No, don't worry. But just going to move to it. So this book is just a deeper knowledge about what the first book is about. The first book is just kind of like laying foundation of what the book is about. She didn't really go deep. She just mentioned some financial advices, some relationship advices, how to maintain friendship and then your finance,
and then she focused more on Zuri.
Yeah, but on this part, on like inside the sequel, she focused on all of them through all the characters. She was able to bring out the financial advices she brought out. She mentioned and emphasizes on the advantage and the real definition of the tribe.
Exactly.
What
like,
your squad should be like.
Like, yeah, your squad.
What person you call, people you call, oh, these are my friends, girls, these are my friends,
yeah.
These are my guys.
You guys should
what
not be
should
friends
be
for
out.
Different things.
Exactly.
You should be friends for sharing money ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be ashamed
goals,
to talk about money matters.
Exactly.
And all of that.
Growth and all of that. But she showed us the struggles each friend went through and then how our friends or maybe anybody that is in that situation, how discord were there for that kind of person. Remember when
Lara
lost her mom
exactly.
and her mom's family made her go bankrupt.
I could
her
like that was
helped.
Like the like when I discovered that someone like Lara can actually go bankrupt.
God, I was speechless. I'm like,
Lara,
where did she keep
Lara
all the money?
Lara went bankrupt. Like she lost her job, and she
all
had to start. She had to start like
from
scratch.
Ground zero.
Like.
Jeez.
No, I like the fact that Arise really put in some so she like, made us, realistic
she, exactly. And then what scenario. She did there was that she made it look like, okay, even if you lost it all and you feel like, oh God, am I going to be poor again? She made us understand that if you're determined and you're really like disciplined, so to say, you can, it's going to be easy for you to just go up back. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy, but
then you can
there.
Still make plans, like yeah. plans do work, like it you can works. Just sit down, make plans, and mm-hmm. then you work towards your plans, and then you're going to achieve your goal.
Yeah,
like this book is, like I said earlier, is so powerful mm-hmm. and everything
deep.
It got me thinking about so many things.
So many
like,
things.
I really wanted to change a lot
about
my
myself,
lifestyle, like
exactly
my money lifestyle actually. I really wanted to
even
change a lot.
My social lifestyle.
Exactly. And he also, like, I like the fact that she had to bring in creatives. She had to talk about the creative industry.
She talked about almost all industries.
Like, she projected
and
the
then she
entertainment
made us
industry,
see
like, perfectly. If anybody that knows me, like, personally knows that I'm in love with the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. When the way she brought in, the way she explained it, the legal mm-hmm. aspect and everything, it was just perfect. Like, I even gained a lot. Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't
make
want,
you
I
see,
can't even say
she make you see
much.
This thing from another angle entirely. Mm-hmm. And then she the book, you know, the part one, let's okay, the smart money woman, now you can easily say, oh, it's not for me because I'm a full housewife, so it's not for me, I don't need anything about my finance. But this tribe makes us understand that she made everybody included, like she included mm-hmm. everybody inside this
look
room.
At Ladun. So, Ladun was a housewife mm-hmm. but then
when life happened,
let's even like okay fine, Ladun lost our whatever mm-hmm. our property and everything. If you read the part one, you're going to really understand
that.
What
you know who Ladun,
but
like who Ladun really
it's
is
so funny the way Ladun like turned around and became in charge
like
of her
boss.
Own like I'm so glad that I was able to read that book because
you just
know,
made you know that even if you are earning or even if you were earning, let's say, 1 million naira and then something happened to you and started earning, let's say, like 15,000 naira,
you can still
you
make
can
it.
Still make it. It's
actually.
Not too late, actually. It's not going to be like, oh God, I'm going to be stuck in this space mm-hmm. forever. She made us be like, okay, so you can grow up back.
Yeah,
it's
so
not some
I forgot to add that
thing.
The book is a 13 chapter book.
Oh, yeah,
and
I forgot that
it's,
part.
It's talks like it talked literally about Ladun, Zuri, Tammy, Lara, and Adesua,
yeah.
It's focused more on them, and you know, in the part one, it was just Zuri and
Zuri
some and an a little
bit of
yeah,
friends.
But this
circle.
One, we saw them in total. I was mm-hmm. glad I was able to see Lara. I was glad
good
I was
to
able
see
to see
Adesua.
Tammy, don't underrate that girl.
No,
like
no,
Tammy
stop playing.
Changed. The name of her business. She turned her business around. Tammy was able to raise funds. She was.
Tammy
she had investors.
The girl that squanders money
like
what?
Tammy does not even know like a capital away from her profit. She does not have the business structure and
she
anything.
She just wants to wear clothes and make clothes.
But she was
people.
Able to even bag investors. Look at that.
Nah, and she presented.
Exactly. She was getting, and she met one of our favorites, mm-hmm. Like favorite. Mm-hmm. We don't want to loud it, but
nah. Let's just keep it.
Yeah,
on the
she met in that book though,
mm-hmm.
and I like. Although some people were complaining that they did not like the fact that Arise Ogu was mentioning names and all. I loved that.
She
fact.
Made it Nigerian. Like it is that ingredient that you're looking for.
Like,
okay, I want a Nigerian book. Let me read it. I'm feel.
She made me feel like I was inside the book because all the names that she was mentioning, I was
well,
familiar
see,
with.
God bless you. And even if it's just like a faraway familiar, like I had it maybe once or twice,
mm-hmm.
you will know that, okay, I've had this thing before. This thing is in Nigeria. This is made in Nigeria. This
like,
is started
I,
in Nigeria.
I feel like, oh, maybe this was even Arise. Maybe she was even just talking about herself because
or maybe
she welcomed us into
mm-hmm.
our world.
And like, I think it was actually a bit more about herself, but so in some refined
mm-hmm.
way. Because I remember the last session of the book, she was like, she mentioned the fact that she there was a time that she lost everything and then she thought her world was going to crack. Or she thought one was going to crack or her world cracked
yeah.
actually, but then she was able to make it through because she started planning financially and she was like, okay, what I know, let me just put it like she started with an article actually.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote an article on a particular newspaper, I'm not really sure now. And then when she just wrote it and then everybody liked it and she was like, okay. And her friend told her, let's make this a book. And then she started writing and writing that we're able to get all these things that were telling me. All this, she made it
all this gist.
Bold step.
And I like the fact that she had to, you know, in the first episode, so she brought in, is it Omorige? I've forgotten.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's Omorige.
Then Omorige still played another huge part in this
sequel.
Yes, yeah. Like she played and Shola, our baby,
yeah,
boy,
baby,
although
boy for
he
life.
Did some things that were like,
what's going to manage him like that? No man is perfect,
yeah,
big.
But he actually he did a great role, like he performed a great role in this sequel, yeah, by helping Tammy with her business, even Lara.
And then
and
the way he
even
did, there's
he
one
helped,
thing that
like
there's one thing that he did that most Yoruba men will not do, Nigerian men will never do, help a friend of, let's say, girlfriend that finds fighting
exactly
with.
He was not talking to Zuri.
He made relationship.
He
like,
was not talking to Zuri
so
at the time, and he helped Tammy all through. Helped her bag her investor, even organized like a cocktail or whatever for her, so she could pitch her ideas to her investor, and
it was
really nice.
Nigerian men will never do that.
Zuri attended though. They didn't even still talk, although they had an argument and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
but then
he still was still ready to help.
To help, and despite the fact that okay, I might break. Like mm-hmm. up with this kind of person.
And look at when he gave Lara 1M, was it 1 million naira?
Yeah, it was 1 million naira for a month.
It was really worth
and
it.
And that stage that Lara was almost, it's like trillions of naira.
And Zuri is busy begging him for designer bag.
Although he really, what he did for Zuri, I will still say it. He shanks that girl.
Oh,
that's just it. He shanks her now.
Me, I actually like Shola. Shola is my baby boy for life.
Not really.
Yeah.
I just like some part of him, but then it's okay.
Shola is actually perfect. And I cannot even wait for the movie, like the movie adaptation.
Yeah,
it's going to be a
tribe. Oh, God. I can't wait, actually. I think they've produced it.
But it's not out
yet. It's just
yet.
Not
They're
out
doing
yet.
Shakara.
But all of us are waiting.
Waiting. Even if I'm writing exams, I'm going
waiting.
To watch it.
I don't know about that. Okay, there's another thing that I want us to talk about. I want us to talk about Adesua. That's like a matter of art.
Mm-hmm.
Who believes somebody like Adesua will still go back to Soji?
It was so disappointing.
Like Adesua, the big professional.
After everything
the
Soji did, and
lawyer.
The fact that she had to hide it from her friend because I didn't want them to judge me. I didn't want people to judge me.
I can't understand.
Wait, I even want to ask you, like, I don't know. I've been seeing it maybe online and all over that. Like, some friends will be like, they don't want to tell their friends some things because they feel like they're going to judge them. Is it not right to be judged by your friends?
It's not even called
than
judge.
To be judged, like, even if it's called judging, is it not right to be judged by your friends than
that's
to be judged by, like, outsiders? If your friends don't tell you and don't let
actually.
It seem that way to you, how will you know?
You know, some people don't like
sometimes you'll be performing stupidity and you will not be able to like
that
understand the fact
thing.
That you're being stupid.
That's
it's your friends
thing.
That will let you know that, hey girl, boy, you're being stupid. And at the end of the day, you're going to say they're judging me. This I've seen it like most times. I've seen people call their friends.
Even family members don't like telling each other, like, God, I don't want them to
judge
me.
Me.
Family members are so judgy.
Sincerely, I've seen people call their friends bad because they say they judge me.
You're doing judging. Uh-huh. It doesn't make sense. Man, I don't feel it's judging, actually. I feel it's correcting.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing something very stupid and you expect me not
to
talk. That's
to
not possible.
To embrace you, that word.
That's not possible.
Well done,
I would definitely talk.
Why
Soji
friends,
is not
then?
The man for you. Why are you with him? I would definitely
you know,
let you
what,
know.
I think
and I'll rub it
about,
in your face
she's talking
all
about
the time.
Judging is because, you know, most of them are, none of them, aside from,
Zuri.
No. Aside from this,
okay, yeah.
Wife.
Oh my God, her name skipped my mind.
I forgot her name.
Yeah, Ladun.
Ladun. Yeah, thank you. Aside from Ladun, none of them is married. All of them are single. So she
it doesn't
like,
matter.
She, no. You can't. You know that was what she said. She said they cannot understand.
That
because
is,
basically most of them are not married.
That is this. Should I call it African stereotype or Nigerian stereotype? Because I don't
it's
get.
Not,
even some people, some married men will say, "I don't want my wife to be friends with single ladies because they're not married and they can't
relate." They can't
relate. And all of that.
And then they'll be telling.
Sometimes some single ladies even have more experience. Like they can tell you as it
you
is.
Did not even that the coaches don't play now. You never see a coach on the pitch.
Exactly.
So what's up?
I don't know. Let's just leave those ones because it's beginning to like piss me off. I don't understand.
Don't be pissed off.
Adesua really, really like fucked up.
She fucked up.
At the very end, although at the she later like
it's
really
because
tried.
She's no. It's just because she realized the truth. Like reality was
same
done
thing.
On her,
same thing
and
he
she
did
that,
for
oh,
her the first time was what
she
he did.
It.
He did the same thing again.
Even worse.
And there was even I like the fact that Tammy was always bringing the gist. It was Tammy that brought the rumor that the lady that was pregnant for Soji, the baby might not be his and all of that.
I think not even knowing her. Did they even know that she was back with Sir Jared that time?
I don't think they were aware.
They were away. We're just gisting them. Like, oh God, why and are you just you
for the I want to be this for SOJ. I want to be that for SOJ. And you're not being sensible, ma'am. But I like the fact that she actually took SOJ to her work and she showed him some like very work career part
she doesn't want to be tempted that
career mom and all
she,
of that.
She got divorced because of her career and then basically that was the stereotype people used on her. So she wanted to prove them wrong. She wants to prove somebody wrong with a useless man. How is that possible?
Please. Exactly. But then at this why really like she's a typical
Nigerian lady.
Yeah, and I like the fact that she knows what she's doing. She's very good at her job.
Very
her finances
good.
Are like check. Okay. It's just that she actually didn't make the right choice when it comes to like making a life partner.
Yeah, she
and
didn't.
We cannot blame her for that, actually, but we can blame her for her choices. Yes, actually,
she made a choice for going with the wrong man now.
And going back to him even after showing her, like once bitten, twice shy. Why did she have to go back?
It's just that we throughout the book, I feel like we're just treating the same thing when it comes to Adesua. Like same thing. Mama, she now got pregnant for him again because of what? Like because of what?
She's looking for a child now.
Definitely. If there's going to be another part to this book, so she will come back. So she's because going she nowhere because child. She has a child again. And that's then Adesua is not that kind of woman that is going to say, "Oh, I'm going to drop this man. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have anything to do with him." She won't because she doesn't look like it. And then the sequel also is, there was a like, how will I say I don't know what to say now. Okay, I think Arese grew better at writing with this sequel.
Exactly, like she was able to show us.
She showed us everything. Nothing was really missing in this one. If you say something is missing, if you say this one is not good enough. I believe you. You're not reviewing book again. You're a critic.
Exactly. Just take your tea, or is it sip your tea and just zip your mouth?
Because
if you have anything, if you have anything negative to say,
job. No, great job. The way she swayed from giving us a financial advice, a very like thick financial advice, into a scenario,
and she and also apart from financial advice, she also gave like very legit and very laudable advice, like personal advice. For instance, she said, "Be loud. If you have a brand,
blow your own,
blow your trumpet. She brought in this under Ladun because Ladun was always like very skeptical about bringing in ideas."
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah,
she told us
she's always serious. Like feeling like a boss will shut her up. Her ideas are not good
because
enough.
Our first boss actually shut her up, like forced on that old mama that she was under. But then
not all bosses are like that. And sometimes when you keep your mouth shut and you know that this is what this company needs, you just have to talk about it. And then I also learned that you don't have to like be your own boss. To be your own boss, like let me say it that way, you don't have to be your own boss to be your own boss.
You
can actually
legit.
Be an employee and be your boss.
It's about you controlling your own life in all aspects. You can be a CEO, and then your business will be the one controlling, your money will be the one controlling you. So you can actually be
an employee, and then you are very important, and then your company
your
cannot even do without you.
She mentioned this woman that works for Facebook. Okay, she wasn't the one. I read it somewhere.
She actually mentioned it. Him. Yeah, she mentioned this woman. Bozoma St. John.
Exactly. She worked with Facebook.
I think we talked about this in the
first one.
Yeah, but we can always talk about it.
I think we found it inside the second one, but we achieved it in the first one. Mark cannot do without this woman. Like the whole of Meta. What's it called? It's not Metaverse. Meta something.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah.
The whole of Meta cannot do without this woman. She's not the only social media PR agency in the world.
She built a brand. She works for I think she worked for Netflix.
She worked for all these big this thing. And like, she all through her even till now, she still used to blow her trumpets. Like she doesn't wait for anybody to write things out on LinkedIn, to write things out on social media platforms.
She markets herself every time. This is not for maybe because you are a creative or you're not a creative. Anything
this is for everybody.
Doing,
let
anything
people
that you're
know.
Doing, be loud about
even
it.
Even if
you're
not making
loud,
oh,
please.
Even if you feel like, oh, my clients or my supposed customers or my supposed audience are not on social media, Uzi cannot do your preaching mouth to mouth.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm even glad that we're in this generation, because we have the, like,
all we have platforms at our fingertips. We can do anything that we want.
And we're going to make money from it. We're going to get away with anything that we do.
And then we can get people to listen to us in any part of the world. Exactly. It's so small now. There's no oh, this
I have a friend that actually did NFT during, is it COVID or post COVID? I think it was after COVID, yeah, post COVID.
Yeah, I think NFT became very popular after COVID.
Yeah, so she did this NFT and she drew this and she posted it on Twitter. Do you know Twitter actually bought her heart?
Imagine she had kept it. Ow. And she had thought, oh my god, I'm just a small
this
girl
guy made this a lot of Ethereum from Twitter. And
man
it was worth
is now
it.
Very rich. I'm very sure.
It was worth it. So that's if you keep quiet, now. Man, nobody's going to know what you're
doing. And if you have an idea or more, your idea is just like I don't know, very useless if you're not putting it, if you're not expressing your idea. Because the thing I've learned is that if you're thinking about something, at least some people is thinking about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's about who brings it out first. And then some people will say, oh, this person brings it out first, then I shouldn't come up to this because, oh, this person is already doing
exactly.
it. Who says it's just a bird that can fly?
What if you this can't even know enough? That voice might be singing inside your mind that this is how you can make this business better. But you feel like, my friend is selling this thing.
I
can't
sell
it
again.
And you
We're
actually know you know a way to
steal your friend's source of income now. Do not get us wrong.
Exactly.
But then when you have something to do and you know, oh god, I'm going to be good at this thing.
Just do it.
Just
please.
Do it. And don't wait for yourself to be the best in that field before you start doing it. No. Yeah.
So before we go in, I want to ask Shola.
Okay.
Who do you think is your perfect, like a real life scenario now, like a real life matter in Nigerian sector now? Who do you think is your perfect entrepreneur that you've seen and you're like, whoa, this person is good?
There are a lot, actually. Like, a lot. I think that question is so big because I don't even know where to start. I'm going to mention somebody like, somebody that caught my eye recently. I know everybody listening to us now and is very good on social media. We'll see this one.
Oh. I'm anxious, actually. I want to know.
Chimamanda.
Whoa.
Like, I wasn't expecting her to partner with you. Like, Chima, a writer. Chima is an educationist. She's supposed to be under the education sector. But look at what she did. She pushed herself. And then what she said, she was like, if you admire anything, that thing is, like, it sticks into my brain. Admire it loudly.
Exactly.
If you like a thing, like it loudly.
And because, do you know one thing that I've actually learned about that stuff? My brother already once told me about it before. He said, because sometimes anytime he wants to do something, he likes to like put it out there,
mm-hmm.
even before he has done it.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom is always like,
why?
You That's know how Yoruba mothers can be.
Yes.
But then he told me, because it was like, it's called law of attraction. When you want something, put it
Go
out.
It
will definitely come to
you
because you've attracted it to yourself. Since then, even if I don't put it out, like put it out
in my
I'll
mind,
definitely write it down somewhere.
Saying
it
in my brain every day.
Or I paint a picture of it. Or
God
I keep
bless
saying
you.
It. That's why when you see people that actually make loud feet, that make
they
that
are loudable. They themselves are loudable. Like
they
are
make
so
sure
pronounced.
They keep sinking it in.
Exactly. And when I saw it, I'm like, Chimamanda here. It's not supposed to be. But then she said. Oh. So I just thought in my mind, this woman met with your management. Fine. Dion knows Chimamanda exists somewhere.
No,
they might know
she
her,
reached out.
But they won't really know her in that kind of aspect. But she reached out and she got it.
Mm-hmm.
She's the first African woman to actually feature on that kind of feat with Dion. Have you ever seen any before?
No, first African, first Nigerian. Oh my god, I'm so proud of my
Very
country.
Proud, please.
So who is the second person?
Okay, second person.
Just like, give us three.
I'm going to be mentioning people that.
Yeah,
I love. Aside from this thing, I love this woman. Okay, entrepreneur. I love them. Kim too. Kim Kardashian. She's far away from my
I was actually I want Nigerian.
Nigerian.
I mentioned Nigerian.
Okay, sorry.
We'll talk about Kim Kardashian some other time.
Yeah,
they are nice.
But I love that one.
They are very good. They are very nice entrepreneurs.
You know what? Let's be switching it so it's not boring my side. So when you say yours, I say mine.
No,
say
I want yours. To actually listen to three. So who's the second person?
Okay, the second person in Nigeria actually. Nigeria.
I want our listeners to check out these people because we are always entertaining you guys. We're always making you laugh. Today, we want to be serious.
Yeah, serious.
We want you guys to take in one or two and go home with value.
entrepreneur again. I think I'm going to go with me. I'm not serious kind of person. So if I'm mentioning people, there might be people that be like, oh, this person has some comma, this person has some this.
Oh, and I think I know who you want to mention, but mention the person.
The second person is going to be Tokyo Makiwa. I knew it. I stand
I knew that I was woman about to say
Tokyo. Every day. I don't care about whether she did lipo or lipo, whatever you guys call it. I don't care whether she sleeps with men. But I care about...
Who sleeps with men?
I don't know. People
Tokyo does not sleep with men.
People carry
me. Not on this podcast. Oh, not exactly.
So I'm just saying that I don't care if people say that she sleeps with men. I don't care about all those things. But what I do care is what she brings out.
Kim has a nude video.
Yeah.
And she's that does not change the fact that she's a very good businesswoman.
Thank you.
Yeah, so...
Tokyo is so loud. She's engaging all the... All industries like this. You see Tokyo's footprints. You see Tokyo's footprints. When she left OAP, when she left the industry, I'm like, okay, maybe my mind is going to rest. At least she won't be featuring again. That's when Tokyo started moments with Tokyo on podcast. I'm like, ah, God. She's so good with whatever she does. At TM Luxury, it's not like she's producing all those things, all those most beautiful things or maybe things you've not seen before. Mm-hmm. But then it's the way she packaged that thing.
And she's always coming up with something new.
Something out of the box. Something you never think, oh, will come out from this woman. And then she just bring them like, oh, wow. So this thing exists.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like Tokyo too.
I like Tokyo too.
So I'll give her a pass mark too. So who is the third person? So the third maybe person. This is where we'll disagree.
Okay, the so third person, entrepreneur in Nigeria. Entrepreneur in Nigeria. Let me put somebody serious. I'm trying to check my brain.
It's your opinion now.
I know. I'm just looking for that person. I know that used to go to that person's page. God, say, visa your loan get. I was waiting for you. Joking with me? What did I mention to get before? Although I don't know. This is on the same page. I don't even know. But then, visa your loan get is like, God. I don't know. I want to be like that woman. No cap now. Mm-hmm. This is not about me wishing for something that is higher than me. No cap. I want to be like that woman. Desire is a peace setter.
Whoa.
Honestly, in the fashion industry in Nigeria,
I've
not seen anybody like Desire in Nigeria. Any brand? Or is there any?
No. Desire, at least, you top brands still Desire design.
Exactly. Zara still from Desire.
Fast fashion companies still from Desire design.
What are you telling me? She wore one dress today. Was it yesterday? She went for a wedding. She went for a wedding and she wore one dress. And she said it's a sample. It's a Kai Collective sample. I'm like, I checked. She's like, wow. This dress is from another angle. I do not believe. She did her sales, her December sales.
Mm-hmm.
And people were coming. Like, I like her for the fact that, okay, why I like all of them is not because maybe they are fine or because they're trendy. It's because of the way they handle their business. They looked for, okay, one of the reasons why I like all these people that I called, aside from Chimamanda, is because they looked for a way that they are very good at.
And they excelled in
God bless you. Fine, because they own a very big company. That does not mean they are the treasurer. Mm-hmm. It does not mean they are the one that are putting their eyes inside administrative. It does not mean that they are the ones putting their eyes inside logistics and all of that. But they know, okay, this is what I'm good at in this kind of business. I'm good at thinking creatively. I'm good at promoting it. I'm good at wearing it and making people see it. I'm good at collaborating with people. I'm good at bringing men together, like big guys, like big women, big of this kind of industry, just come together. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, that's nice.
They were able to mix with people. The two of them are like, okay, I'm going up. Let me lift others up.
Oh yeah, exactly.
They are not stingy about their growth. Like, they carried people.
I'm sure even other people that are like friends with them see them like, oh
these
guys are doing well.
They're just like that perfect person that you need in your circle. That you know that okay, when this person is growing, it's not like I'm not going to grow, but I know we're going to grow together. But then we're going to grow together. So we're not going to have any problem. It's not like my friend is going to be growing. And they really just go with my own kind of vibe. The two of them. But man, because maybe Chimamanda plus heart. Because, I mean, some people think, oh, because in this kind of industry, you cannot excel more than it.
Yeah, so she actually crossed.
She crossed, and then it was a banger. Like, boom, everywhere was shaking.
I'll just mention two people because I don't want us to waste time.
Yeah.
So okay, the first person I'll mention is actually Don Jazzy.
Is Don Jazzy again?
Don Jazzy is very like, it's very nice. Like, I don't know how to put it.
Huh.
When you talk about
that man, I doubt if he sleeps, if his brain sleeps.
entrepreneur thinking. Like when you talk about somebody that is very good, is it management? Is it creativity?
And he's a risk taker.
You get
because of the talent is signed sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows all these guys before? Nobody.
Exactly. The one that even shocked me the most was this Jazzy Burger.
See, if they tell me, like, oh, if a pastor tells them that, oh, I see in the future, Don Jazzy is going to start a food line. What's it?
Is a lie.
What was and then
the food? The thing that actually boosted my brain about this Jazzy Burger was, I have not even seen what it looked like, but I wanted to eat it. Do you understand that kind of thing?
The kind of publicity they made.
I don't even know what it looks like, but I want to eat it. I'm craving it. I had to check his page when I saw one burger for 12,000 naira.
I should.
What's happened? I was even telling somebody that this is not burger that they're selling. They're selling Don Jazzy.
That's just the thing.
They're not selling the burger. It's Don Jazzy that they're selling.
I shall eat Don Jazzy burger. At least I know that if I tag him.
When I entered the Jazzy's Burgers page, I knew that this man, I had the best social media manager.
Exactly.
That page.
The day I entered the page, I wanted to see the burger that night. I'm like, oh God, I beg.
Like, 12K, that's I why beg. When you want to do something, just put your all. He didn't even look at how much does the burger want to be making, but then it will definitely make more than we would imagine.
Do you know the funnest part
that is a burger?
The funnest part that we do not know is that Don Jazzy might be coming with something big.
Yeah,
Jazzy's burger might just be a step of to what he's bringing to the table.
Yeah,
Don Jazzy is one of those people that started with this. All this, okay, I'm not trying to, okay, aside from entrepreneurship now. All these celebrities building houses, like decorating their houses in some kind of way, like, oh, it's not really choked.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to taste,
the man is good. Mm-hmm. The man is good, and he knows how to, like, put out his artists.
So that's what I'm saying.
When it comes to the entertainment industry,
He has a large share there. You cannot mention anybody in the entertainment industry, and you mention Don Jazzy.
No, he's doing a lot, mm-hmm. And I'm so like. Yeah, he's my proud role of model.
Him. Yeah, I know.
One day
I know, baby.
Be like the Jazzy.
Bigger than himself.
By God's grace. By God's grace. Yeah, so another person actually that I actually love. I don't know. Nobody might. People might not know her. Shola might not even know her. But she's Udo Okonjo. This woman, when it comes to real estate.
I think I know her. I'm not sure.
She makes moves.
Wait,
she actually provided. Arisia's, yeah, she actually provided location, whatever for Arisia's
movie. Arisia has invited her to her podcast
yes.
before. Yeah, huh.
This woman,
her name sounds familiar.
This woman is a force to reckon with in the real estate industry, and she's making moves.
Money.
Like she's moving money.
Impact.
Oh my God, this woman is really like kicking it. So. I really love Udo Okonjo and all of that. Mm-hmm. So if you cannot mention people in the real estate industry,
and you won't mention
Udo Okonjo.
And the fact that she was even like she had cancer for seven years or something, and she thought she was going to die. And then that was when she made her debut into the real estate industry. Because I remember I listened to her podcast, mm-hmm. like that time that she thought she was going to die. But she had this idea. She was like, this idea must not die with me. And then look at her now. Imagine she has killed the idea because she had cancer. I'm like, oh God, I'm
she wouldn't have achieved what she had achieved today.
Who would know her?
Somebody actually crossed my mind now, but he's also in the real estate industry. He's actually the first person to ever inspire me.
Is he a lawyer? That lawyer man?
No. He's actually, I listened to this man on Facebook
mm-hmm.
a long time ago.
Okay.
Not too long though. And he inspired me that this money I must make him. This billion.
Legitly.
I must make him legitly.
We're not going to bribe him.
No ritual gang.
No ritual gang. No fraud gang. No. No nothing gang.
We're going to work hard for this money.
And it's going to come at ease.
And this person is Tsujimoto. Tsujimoto.
Oh, jeez. You know, I was questioning that man until I saw one thing that I'm like.
Don't talk about it.
We don't leak it. The first time I met a man was in a newspaper. It was a Punch because my dad loves reading Punch, so he buys it and makes sure we read it. So that time, just who is this fine boy now? Let me read it. Say, me, I like fine boys. I'm going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Shall when you are rich again, you are successful.
If you are fine, just come and ask Shola.
No, you just have all the things.
Come and ask Shola.
She's gonna look at Tsujimoto and then come back.
You don't even have to ask her. Just go and pay her bride price. She will definitely follow me. But then that time when I said, I'm like, so if you make money like this from this kind of place,
like,
okay,
I think do you know when I was actually like shocked, and when he made his sale, I think a $1 billion sale for one property.
Should be this guy bought penthouse from him now.
Davido, yeah,
Davido best. Oh, that man,
that was not even his like biggest sale. He made, because I'm actually very, very interested in real estate, so I follow all those things. He made just one property in Nigeria, $1 billion.
That one paying you. He said when he wanted to start, he's, I forgot the name of the project now. When he wanted to start a project that they built both from, that if you know the amount he called, I'm like, my liar.
Who wants to buy it?
Who will buy it for this country?
And real estate is very hard to sell. The way you see people closing deals, you think it's very easy. That's the hardest
thing to do. And he skilled is. I'm like, ha, this man is trying.
Like, so. So I actually asked this question, and we're talking about this, so you guys can know that there are actually people making moves in Nigeria. We're not in America, we're not in UK, we're not in Canada, but we are making moves. We have billionaires in Nigeria. We have people making money from entrepreneurship, from business, from creativity and everything. So we don't have to like think that,
even being an employee or working under somebody, because I mean,
we actually mentioned Bozuma St. John. She's not a CEO.
This woman is a CEO, but then she started working as an employee before she became a CEO. This woman, Awushika, mommy.
Yeah, Ibuku. Yeah, exactly.
All these people started from ground zero.
So I think one thing that we just need to do is we need to read your story, get inspired. Sometimes you might think he's nerdy. I will have
that's
to read
that's
story.
Not no.
He's not nerdy. Sometimes you need to listen to other people's inspirational story to be motivated to actually create your own story.
Yeah.
So that's, we don't want to really talk too much
because
yeah, and because this is our last episode, we want to give you guys, we want to be serious and give you guys like the deep. So by the time you come and listen to this last episode, anytime, any day, you keep praying for us and say, oh my god, thank you so much Alima for dropping this bars. I don't know about Shola do, but then thank you so much Alima for dropping this bars and being the best podcaster ever. Yeah, I know that's what you guys are going to see. So we've talked about the most important things in this book, and
we tried to touch it up.
Yeah, the book is a lot, but we're just giving you guys like the main,
our advice
main...
honestly, if even if you're not going to read any book from any book that we reviewed,
please just read this,
read
one.
Smart One. It's not for women alone. Please
read this book.
Read this book. Even if it's just this tribe.
Like,
read this
tribe. You cannot be besties and then you guys are all going to be broke together.
No. That's insane.
Make money. This money must be made.
You can invest.
Look at the way Zuri, all of them pulled money together to buy a property. Property that was worth
some of the
millions, and
they
didn't even have
afford
the money, but they were able
then
to
they
do
were able
it
to, because they gathered together to, you know,
yeah,
contribute the money.
Not
and they
everybody
were able to
has generational wealth. We can, we might not have generational wealth in our family, but we can create it.
Look at that
we
man that
creates
sent
money
you
for
on,
our children
on IG.
Exactly.
This is gold.
He created
this
generational wealth for his
children,
and we can also do that for our children. So when our children are grown, they can pray for us and say, oh my god,
and
I
they even want
grandma
to work more.
I love my grandpa because
from a low kind of family. This
I have to be like
of professionals, successful people. Let me just be good too.
So we cannot overemphasize the fact that we have to be thinking smart and we have to make money. Yeah, so that's basically what Smart Money
Tribe
is all
about.
So guys,
what
has brought us to the end of this season and this episode. So we don't know when we're going to be having season 2, but definitely
soon.
We're coming back
this year. In fact,
we're coming back.
We're not going to be gone like for
we're
that long.
We're going to come back. And we hope that you guys will listen to all our previous episodes. If this is your first episode, go back and
listen
to our first episode.
I am telling you that you're not going to
listen from
regret
episode
it.
1 down to the 10th one, and you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's been so great starting from Nearly Your Man in Lagos.
Do you remember the first time we did that?
Yeah,
it was a gutful act, because I'm like, What if
people don't listen? But then you guys showed up
thank
and everything.
Thank you.
And this is our 10th episode. And
it's not easy, man. Because even though we are not consistent,
you guys still, are so loyal to us.
You guys still listen. This you guys love still
so much, honestly. Like,
thank you so much.
I don't want to cry. I'm so emotional. All my emotions are flying everywhere. But then I'm just going to keep calm.
I'm going to miss the mic. But then just a break. Mm-hmm. So we're going to also come back time. Fully and better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still going to be active on our social media platforms. So we'll just
follow us for more information. We might even drop a sequel episode that you won't even know. So if you're not following
like
us,
just a bonus.
Yeah, bonus.
And you guys might not even notice. So you guys, thank you.
Thank you so much. Us,
and we have to go now.
Yeah, I remain.
See you guys in season 2. And this is bye.
Bye guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.